Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As we begin day 12 of the session, this legislative train is finally beginning to pick up speed. As we talked about earlier, it takes time for a bill to go from an idea to an actual bill on paper and to be introduced. The earliest bills in any session are the feed bill, which appropriates money for the operation of the current session, House Bill 2, which is the state budget, and the resolutions that state the House and Senate rules. The feed bill passed the House on January 10th and is now in the Senate. Until it passes, the legislature is operating on funds appropriated during the 2015 legislative session. The House rules have passed and been signed by the Speaker, and the Senate rules have passed but have not yet been signed. In addition to the individual rules for each House, there are joint rules that the House and Senate agree to abide by jointly. These have passed the Senate and have just been referred to the House Rules Committee. So you see, it's 12 days into the session, and we're just now getting the money and rules in place to actually run the session. As I said, the train has left the station, and it's starting to pick up speed. Bill drafters are working overtime, and soon a wave of bills will hit the legislature like a tsunami. Today's the last day to request general bills, and next week, Tuesday, is the last day to request bills that spend money. So far, there have been 2,445 bills requested. That seems like an insane number for a 90-day legislative session, and it would be, but many of those requests will never actually be drafted. These are so-called placeholders. In Montana, a bill can only deal with a single subject, and that subject must be clearly spelled out in the title. We're not allowed to bury unrelated items in bills like they do at the federal level. Since legislators don't know at the start of a session what issues may require a bill, they reserve bills called placeholders. The bill titles usually begin with the words "generally revised" to make them as broad as possible. You'll see hundreds of drafts with titles like "generally revised school law" or "generally revised tax law." In the end, very few of these drafts will actually become bills. In the 2015 session, 2,457 drafts were requested, and of those, 1,188, or roughly half, actually became bills. One of our biggest challenges is to keep track of all these drafts to prevent any surprises. Once a placeholder is drafted, the generally revised title usually goes away and is replaced by something more specific. So generally revised tax law could become a bill to levy property taxes on churches, or generally revised school law could become a bill to mandate that boys who think they're girls be allowed to use high school girls' locker rooms. It's all very cat and mouse, and our side does the same thing. A bill to generally revise school law could also suddenly become a bill to create public charter schools, which would send the teachers' union scrambling. Nothing happens at the Capitol unless it's in bill form, so the energy and momentum of the session is directly proportional to the number of bills in the hopper. As the legislative staff cranks out the bills, the speed of the session increases until lobbyists and legislators alike are hanging on for dear life. So how do legislators cast informed votes on over 1,000 bills? That, my friends, is the topic for another day. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.